the rumbling you can hear in the background is the rumble of bike engines, a variety of different bikes, from classic looking bikes to modern looking bikes, all flat tracking, I guess you'd call it, dirty biking. At the moment everything's pretty wet, so there is crap flying up everywhere, and everybody's a Brandon Speedway track, so circular flat track. Any second now you'll hear everybody let rip as the tape rises, and they're almost immediately into the first bend, and then it's straight for a bit, bend for a bit, straight for a bit, bend for a bit. Yamahas, Triumphs, Harley-Davidson's, Hondas. To me, it sounds fractionally more throaty than the rumble I used to hear from this very track every Saturday for maybe 14 years of my life, because not far on the other side of this corrugated iron fence, a fence that looks so much larger now than how I remember it, but I live with the family in a mobile home on a small holding where we grew loads of our own produce. And I went to school not far away from here, and the woods were my playground, and a very long bridle path was our driveway, and it was a wonderful place to grow up, and it was a pretty amazing childhood, really, on reflection. I'd come here mostly on stock car nights. I wasn't a big fan of Speedway, and so once a month would be stock car, and I'd be either over the fence, under the fence, through the fence. There wasn't any opening to the Brandon Speedway, or Coventry Speedway as it's called now, that myself and a select few weren't aware of. Looks like some guys are at the moment fiddling with the engine of a very large pie, literally 8-foot pie, which looks like it might be driven around the track at some point. But motorsports weren't a massive interest for me, but coming here, it was kind of an allowed night out, literally on our doorstep, and the excitement, the noise, the smell, the dirt, the chaos, surrounded by bikes coming into the pits, and it was a little bit of chaotic freedom not too far away from home. I also remember it being as cold as it is now. It's pretty cold. There are stands, but that's mostly for the beer drinkers. If I was lucky, I'd have enough money in my pocket to buy a punnet of mediocre chips. But I'm having some really, really nice flashbacks. A friend of mine that I used to climb over, through, around and in with, ended up becoming a stock car driver for a while. Maybe he still is, Steve Smith. I think he did really well at one point. But it's nice to be back, just for a glimpse, just for a peek. This event is called Dirtquake, and if you Google Dirtquake, you'll probably find out more events along these lines, but it's almost as if anybody from a tracker to a proper trials bike is allowed out on there, providing you book early enough in advance. And I have seen a few people stretch it away in ambulances. I will leave you with the roar of the next few bikes as they come out of the pits and towards the track on There's also greyhounds occasionally here. I guess that's what probably makes the money and keeps this place here. A bit of gambling. Nice that they can still partake in the motorsports for those that really get into all of this. It's as colourful as I remember. And certainly as dirty. Now I ride a bike, of course, there's definitely a part of me that would like to be out there. Maybe on a slightly cleaner, drier day. I'd probably be the guy that gets taken off in an ambulance, so not knowing when to brake and all that. Right, I'm heading somewhere less muddy, ever so slightly drier, and hopefully a little bit warmer.